The truth used to be there, with the Bible, the Quran, and the Bhagavad Gita, and with tales of Titans and Olympians in the mouths of volcanoes and fires, and with the dead, always with the dead, laid to rest, or in burning pyres and ashes and dust to dust to dust. We laid it all aside. That day when we stared at it, that day the light became lust, and we thus became him. We didn't need the tree. The truth we spoke in tongues we knew, and we knew it all from the earth and rain. No fleet-footed, thunder-wielding myths, nor Marys, nor martyrs, no invisible trinities, nor temples, nor Torahs, no Jannas, nor Janes, nor jealous gods telling us to see him and see our wanton wills and ways. The Sufis told it best once, the wise of things and being, even for God, the nothingness was unbearable. Allah couldn't hide. He needed to remember himself, or remind himself that he was. Yet Christians don't explain the whys of breath and breathing, or why he so loved the world. Maybe the Greeks had it. Narcissus fell into his reflection, into his seeing, into his creed. For the being is the thing no God can ever see, lest they see it with our eyes, and hence we still look for it. When we became gods, when we became the being, yet to that thing of ours remaining unseen, unbelieved, where no one can really see us still. Thank you.